13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hey, it's Bex here and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. This week, you can hear my chat with the awesome Joe Wicks about fitter, healthier, happier, where we learn all about your body and mind in this brilliant and dynamic new fact-filled book. So, I started off by asking him if the book is informative for all ages and not just younger readers.
Yeah, well, I remember being a kid, you know, being really fascinated by PE. Well, especially like the anatomy and physiology side of things, like when I started learning about the body and the muscles and stuff. So yeah, I kind of go into, you know, all the systems of the body. We talk about the cardiovascular system, the muscles, the heart, the lungs and the bones, and then goes into more like digestion and nutrition. And it's really kind of simple, practical advice and tips with some really sort of fun quizzes and some challenges and some games and things to kind of get you moving, you know, and just feeling good.
So good, because you go into the basics of it to explain everything, like, you know, the building blocks of like your skeleton and how that works and like different joints and different ways that your body moves, and then, you know, blood and platelets and the organs inside you. And was this something that you knew already, or did you have to do some extra research to kind of like get it back in your head?
Although I was very passionate about learning about it as a kid, and obviously I'd done my sports science degree, it's all sort of there, but I had to definitely refresh my memory. It's like now I'm teaching my little daughter maths and I feel like I'm basically key stage one maths at the moment, like trying to do numbers and stuff about. So yeah, definitely went on a journey myself, but I enjoyed it. Again, I found it quite interesting again, just picking up new facts and information and trying to put it into a digestible format where kids, it's aimed at sort of children between sort of say 6 and 12 years old. So that sort of school age. And yeah, it's really interesting. I call it an action-packed journey through the body and mind with plenty of tips, fab facts and inspiring activities. So yeah, it's a practical, but it gets you moving as well.
Yeah, in the book, you've got to kind of separated it into knowing your body, moving your body, fueling it and focusing it. So there's lots of different things to think about when it comes to your body, because it's not just being physical, is it? It's like mentally preparing yourself for stuff as well. And you put a lot of stuff in there about how to feel less anxious or how to feel less stressed out.
Yeah, I think it's so important that we address this and talk about this as at a young as possible age, because, you know, as teenagers and as kids growing up, we struggle. It's difficult. And so to talk about your feelings is a really important skill. It's about learning to express how you feel, to deal with those feelings of anxiety or stress in your body, and know that you can actually release it through physical exercise, through sleep, through communicating with friends and family. So yeah, I talk about the importance of, you know, getting away from our screens and devices, getting fresh air, getting in nature, talking, communicating, and also just mindfulness. So breathing, taking some time to sort of reflect on things. And it's like, you know, you might not be a child that loves exercise, but you might find yoga or meditation or something is something you can use as a tool to cope with things. So yeah, I'm really proud of this book. It's been a long time coming. And I think it's almost like the stuff I talk about on social media every day with Instagram and YouTube and all my kind of content is all the same. It's just, this is the same message, but in a different format for younger children. And I really think it's going to be helpful and inspiring to kids.
I absolutely think it will do. In fact, Joe, we've made it our book of the month at Fun Kids. We've made sure we're going to put it everywhere as our book of the month, because I think it's such a wonderful message to put out there that, like, even if you don't feel like the most active person, you've got some stuff in there that everybody can do, some little basic exercises that makes it feel accessible.
Yeah, I'm trying to basically, you know, get kids moving, get kids thinking about how they can change the way they feel through exercise. And I was a young boy, you know, I had a very tough kind of home life, and for me, exercise and PE and sport, especially at school, was like, it was like my release. It was my therapy. I realized from such a young age that if I was feeling anxious and had these negative feelings and fear or doubt or uncertainty, that when I exercised, whether it was running to school or doing football in school, it was like my release. And I felt the power of that, you know. So as an adult now, even today, like I use it. It's not just something I do to punish myself. It's not something I do to lose weight or to change how I feel on the outside. It's actually all about what's going on up here and helping me navigate through life and deal with stress and deal with, you know, negative emotions and feelings that we're always going to get at some point. So exercise, I think, is transformative. I think We've got to talk about the sleep as well, because as kids and as teenagers and adults, I feel like we're depriving ourselves of sleep because technology is so addictive and we stay out watching TV or, you know, on our phones and our iPads. And so I talk a little bit about how to sort of get a better bedtime routine and reduce that a little bit. And yeah, I just think it's very practical advice that people can actually take on board.
I tried one of your exercises. It's a balance exercise where it's like sitting down and standing up without putting your arms like pushing down. And man, even that, I was like, God, it should not be this hard. I should be doing more balancing exercises, it turns out.
Yeah, there's a few little moves in there. There's some sort of bodyweight exercises and there's some balancing things. It's just really very fun and accessible. But yeah, ultimately, it's just little challenges that are things you can do. So say reading a chapter and you go, oh, you know, what does this one mean? I can sort of try it out and see how your leg strength is on one leg versus the other. Yeah, I really love it. And I've got a little 5-year-old girl and I've been reading it to her at night and she's really enjoying it. So it's nice seeing her sort of eyes light up and she goes, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about, you know, farting and breaking wind when you got bloated, you know, because you've been eating stuff. So she finds it quite funny, some of the little facts I pull out and stuff.
Does she also enjoy the little cartoon version of you that's in the book as well? Because, I mean, that must be quite fun to have yourself made into a picture, right?
Yeah, so my little girl, Lenny, she's only one, and she saw that and she said straight, she goes, Daddy, like she knew it was me. So Kate Sutton, she's done a great job because my little one-year-old recognised me. So yeah, she's done a good job with that.
Happy days, absolutely. You also have some really good stuff in there about fueling your body and about food. I really like the bit about different vitamins and what they do and where you get them from. Because I was like, I should know this, but I really don't. But it was fascinating to find out how they all kind of link together.
Yeah, that section for me was a bit eye-opening too as well. It's like learning about different, you know, micronutrients and vitamins. Because, you know, we kind of learn the basics about, you know, if we know what sort of things are fats, we know what's a protein, what's a carbohydrate, which I talk about. But yeah, getting into that sort of deeper level of understanding, it's new information as well to me. So it's great to know what sort of foods we can be adding into our diet to improve, you know, our overall health. But I'm not someone who is all about like, it's all or nothing. I think it's about balance, it's about allowing yourself to have a few treats now and again. It's not the end of the world, but trying to come back to that thing of whole foods, you know, and yeah, just trying to bring the family into it. I hope that children read this and maybe they say, Mum or Dad, can we like cook a new recipe this week? Can we try something different? So I'm hoping it really elevates, you know, the health for the whole family, really.
Oh, it absolutely will, man. And tell me, do you have like a top tip that we could tell our listeners right now? Like something that you took away from the book that you've really been like practicing, or like maybe an exercise that you really enjoyed doing?
Nothing has the power to shift your mental health more than exercise. So I would always say if you could do one thing today, whether it's going for a walk, going out on your bike, doing a bit of a stretch in your living room or doing a HIIT workout on YouTube, it really fundamentally changes how you feel about yourself, because the world can feel stressful externally, you know, and we're always looking outside, but actually exercise brings you inside. It brings you internal to your own heart and lungs and your body. And you realize that you can release stress from your body. You can release those negative feelings, and you do always, always feel better afterwards. So, you know, you feel more energized, you feel like you can sleep better, you feel more calm and happier. So yeah, I would just say always come back to that thought that no matter what you're feeling right now, you can change it by physically moving yourself.
Man, it's so true. The amount of times I've been in a bad mood and then been like, I suppose I'll go for a run or a walk or something. And I come back in such a better mood and like, oh, it worked. Every time. It always works, doesn't it? Every time.
It will never let you down. You know, you might not like love exercise. You might not be motivated at the time, but you can always see that transition when you come out of the other side that, you know, you do feel energized. You do feel better. So yeah, don't wait for energy and don't wait for motivation. You've got to go and earn it. You've got to go and get it yourself through a bit of exercise.
Oh, what a top tip. Joe, thank you so much for telling us all about Fitter, Healthier and Happier. As you can see, I've got my copy next to me. It's like my Bible now, I think. I'm just going to read it every now and again and get some advice. And yeah, thank you so much. And congratulations on making our book of the month.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it and have a lovely day.
Oh, that was Joe Wicks talking all about his new book, Fitter, Healthier, Happier. You've been listening to Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. And remember, you can hear more outstanding authors like Joe on the Fun Kids Bookworms podcast with me, Bex, every other Wednesday. See you soon.
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist. and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.